The City of Columbia's Office of Sustainability is at the front line of Mid-Missouri's environmental action, forming the initiatives, partnerships, and progress toward climate action and adaptation here in Columbia. One of those partnerships is with Forest Relief, a nonprofit based in St. Louis dedicated to planting and growing a resilient tree canopy across Missouri to support healthy people, healthy habitats, and a healthy planet. I'm Rachel Norden, and in this episode of Thinking Out Loud, I chat with Nina Thomas, Community Resilience Organizer at the Office of Sustainability in Columbia, about Como Canopy, a program in partnership with Forest Relief whose goal it is to plant as many trees as possible in our shared Columbia community spaces to address not just the practical things like utility conservation, but also community connection and resilience through nature. So let's tune in. So in my research of you, I saw that you studied history and environmental studies at Truman State University, and that's in Kirksville, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Is home Kirksville?
So I grew up in a tiny town outside of Kirksville called Greentop, Missouri. There's around 400 people there. So we would drive about 20 minutes, and I went to school in Kirksville.
Yeah, I totally get it. I grew up in a small town with a population of 900.
Okay.
So I kind of get the
energy.
I know that you have to travel anywhere to get anything from anyone.
Exactly. You need milk. Like, oh, it's a whole outing.
It's a whole outing. And you make a whole day of it. So I did also see, as Community Resilience Organizer for the Office of Sustainability, that for the Office of Sustainability, building community resilience means ensuring that all residents are able to adapt to our changing environment, prepare for potential disasters, and recover from environmental hardships. And that kind of seemed like, I don't know if that's the mission of your group necessarily, but I wondered if you could speak to me a little bit on what those words mean to the Office of Sustainability.
Absolutely. So as many of us know, the climate is changing, and we need to be able to adapt to whatever that means for us. So in Columbia specifically, a lot of it is heat. We're expected to have very hot summers. I was feeling it all summer this year. So a big part of resilience is making sure that we're equipped for extreme heat. And that can mean planting trees. That can mean making sure that everyone has access to water and a space to cool off during heat waves. It can mean all sorts of things. And then other environmental events or extreme weather events, just making sure that everyone is able to survive and then bounce forward from those catastrophes.
So I guess that is enter Forest Relief and your partnership with Forest Relief, which is based out of St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Yes, it is.
Tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Forest Relief is a wonderful nonprofit in St. Louis. They work very hard to help all of Missouri have a resilient tree canopy. So they grow trees and then work with community groups, nonprofits, anyone who's been impacted by an extreme weather event to help plant trees. So right now they're working really closely with the city of St. Louis to help them bounce back from the tornado that they had earlier this year. And they do really phenomenal work helping everyone receive benefits from trees that we know people get.
Could you tell me a little bit about what you've done with them here in Columbia?
Yeah. So this is our first year partnering with Forest Relief as part of their Project Communitree program. So what that means is they are bringing trees all over Missouri, but they're deploying them here in Columbia, that nonprofits and community groups and schools and churches can all receive and plant on their property. So we worked with them to secure 50 trees that the City of Columbia's Office of Sustainability will help give out to these groups, and then we'll provide education, assistance planting, mulch, a watering bucket, all of those things to help that tree survive and really thrive in our community.
Are these trees that can be planted on private property, public property? What are the, I guess, two-part question is, A, how do people go about getting one of these trees? And are there any, like, restrictions around the planting of these trees?
Yeah, so these trees are limited to those community organizations, any nonprofit, any church, neighborhood associations, schools, all of those groups are welcome to these trees. As long as, you know, everyone's able to receive those benefits from those trees. So that's kind of the question is, can other people share in these benefits?
Is this a tree that is, or is the placement of this tree something that multiple groups of people can benefit from?
Exactly.
That makes sense. And I do see here that it offers, you know, countless social, environmental, and health benefits to the community, shade on hot days, improving air quality, fostering a sense of connection among residents. Which I love that that's in there specifically as a way to kind of highlight how nature can bring us together as people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There have been so many studies and anecdotal experience that shows people are more willing and comfortable gathering in places with a sense of nature. So thinking about parks that you like to go to or walking trails that you like to take the family on.
Yeah. So, are you able to share any of the locations that you've currently planted trees in town?
So right now we are still waiting on the trees to come in. They'll get here September 30th and then all of October.
Oh, we're so close. Yeah.
I know. I'm excited. But we have them all coming, so people can sign up after that if we still have trees available. We're working with the Food Bank, Salvation Army, a few churches here in town, and then we've reached out to a lot more people who are looking for places to plant them right now, making sure that it's the right fit for them.
So if an organization, a nonprofit, or a church or a community is interested in getting one of these trees, is it something that you reach out to them for, or can they reach out to you?
Either one works. So we have been going through a very lengthy list of people who are eligible and from satellite imagery have space for these trees. So we've been contacting them. But if you feel that you fit that the qualifications of being a community group where people can share the trees, feel free to reach out to me or the Office of Sustainability. I can share my contact information whenever.
Absolutely.
So my email is nina.thomas@como.gov. So nina.thomas@como.gov. And we would be happy to talk through the right tree for you and for your community and get that scheduled to be planted.
Awesome. So one thing that you said in that sentence that stuck out to me is that you use satellite imagery to measure the space available for these trees. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that can look like all sorts of things. It can be as simple as using Google Maps to see, you can tell from overhead utility lines, like maybe a northern red oak is not the right tree to plant to grow right up into those lines. So maybe something like a serviceberry would be better there. We also have the natural resources inventory, so we can see, oh, this section is bare soil. That's going to be a really good place to plant a tree if there's enough space in that soil. Versus if it's already a really full canopy, planting a big tree is not really going to work there without facing a lot of competition from those trees. Yeah.
So when you get these trees planted, you said you'll be planting during the month of October this year, right? Is there any... Are these trees just planted and you just leave them? Well, you know, obviously we take care of them, but leave them. Or is there any kind of indication that this is a tree that was built by the Office of Sustainability in partnership with Forest Relief? Or, like, could people go on hunts for these trees?
Yeah. Oh, what a lovely idea. We should collaborate on this.
Because I think I'm just like, I kind of want to go see all the trees that people visit. And then I can also visit the nonprofits and the communities that got these trees. I don't know. It just
Absolutely.
Seems like a tour that I, as an individual, would love to go on.
We're currently working on designing signs. Since this is a pilot program, we really get to go so many different avenues. So putting signs together, and now I'm just brainstorming. It would be so lovely to have, I don't know, school groups or something like that able to go home and see these trees in their area.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Go ahead and write that down.
I love this.
Again, especially as this program grows, I see Columbia responding to this program extremely positively. It just seems like a really great partnership. And I'm really grateful that we have the Office of Sustainability here doing this kind of work and representation of our community. And to be able to kind of, I just see it growing in such a way that, you know, we had to have all these trees that were planted for a specific reason, and that's really cool. And the kind of stories that they can tell once they get large enough, you know, that this period of time is so distant in the past that we can kind of be like, these trees were planted here for this reason. That's such a cool story to tell. Well, I mean, I think that's kind of all the questions that I have, but I would love to open up the table to you if you have anything about your program in particular that you would like to share. If you have any specific events growing up, can people help with planting these trees?
Absolutely. We are always taking volunteers. So we are currently working on getting that going. The biggest question that I get about this program is, how do I know if I should plant a tree? Like, why should I plant a tree at my community organization? And I really love getting that question because there's no right answer. Some people do it for the health benefits or for the shade, and other people do it because it saves on utilities. And so that's a really quick way to lower your summer and winter utility costs. For other people, it is that sense of community and wanting to be a gathering place. As we're working with Salvation Army, it's been really lovely because that's their driving goal. So they want people to feel comfortable and to feel like that is a place where you can go, not just for resources, but also to find your community. And so if you're questioning even a little bit if your organization should think about getting a tree, I really encourage you to reach out and reflect on, like, what can a tree do for you? Because I think it's a lot.
I love that. What can a tree do for you? I love that a lot. So if people are interested in possibly getting one of these trees or joining your volunteer corps or just any other general questions, they can just reach out to you at that email.
Absolutely. I love getting emails. So feel free to send them. I'm excited.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for this conversation, Nina. I'm really excited to get this one posted.
Yeah. Thank you. This was so fun.
That was Nina Thomas, Community Resilience Organizer for the City of Columbia's Office of Sustainability on their new program, Como Canopy. Trees will be delivered in just a few days on September 30th, and planting begins in October. So if you're interested in volunteering for this initiative or have other questions for Nina on the city's partnerships with Forest Relief and other organizations, contact the Office of Sustainability or email Nina at nina.thomas@como.gov. I'm Rachel Norden, and you've been listening to Thinking Out Loud from KBIA 91.3 FM.